Okay, Rabotai, we continue in Tomer Dvorah. We're right at the end of Perek Rishon. Let's see just the siyum on Perek Rishon over here, and then we'll make a summary on all the 13, just to finish the Perek in a way that we can try to remember. So the Mechaber Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero says on the last page of Perek Rishon, Ad kan higiu 13 midot, shebahen yihye ha'adam dome el kono. Till here we spoke about the 13 midot with which a person can emulate his creator. Shehen midot shel rachamim elyonot. These are midot of supernal rachamim. These are, as we saw, these are types of midot of rachamim that are very superior from what our own mind would fathom that can even exist. So we're being taught here of otherworldly rachamim, a whole new dimension of rachamim. So that's what he's saying, shehen midot shel rachamim elyonot. Now, besides for the fact that this is a mitzvah on us, it's a mitzvah in the Torah vehalachta bidrachav, that we have to study the ways of Hashem and to try to connect by emulating those ways, he ends off by saying, usgulatan, the segula of learning and trying to behave in these 13 midot is the following. Kemo sheyeh ha'adam itnaheg lemata, the way a person behaves here, down below, kach yizkeh liftoach lo mida elyona milemala. So too he will merit to open up for himself down here the midot ha'elyonot milemala, from above. Mamash kefi ma sheitnaheg, kach mashpia milemala. Our behavior, the way we conduct ourselves, is mashpia on us milemala, the same midot. So if we are mitnaheg with the midah of mi'el kamocha, we open up for us down below, and I don't mean just us, but for the world, the midah of El Kamocha, of Mi El Kamocha. We open up that faucet, you know, that sino, that channel of midot ha'elyonot. Ve'gorem she'ota ha'midah ta'ir ba'olam. And we thereby cause that midah illuminates in the world, sends its light into the world. That's a very important yesod to hear, that the way we behave down here below, that's what we affect from Shamayim. It's a Gemara Meforeshet. There's a Gemara towards the end of Masechet Shabbat. I think it's Kuf Lamed Zayin, but around there, I'm not sure. But the famous Gemara, that anyone who is dan lekav zechut, min haShamayim, they're dan him lekav zechut. That's just an example. You have to understand that Chachamenu Zichronam Livracha, they spoke in hints. You know, they told us things, and Yishma Chacham veYosef Lekach. We're supposed to understand that there's more behind it. So yes, it doesn't say, it doesn't teach us about all the 13 midot. It does mention in the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it does say in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, the Gemara tells us when it talks about the Yud Gimel midot, it tells us that if a person is ma'avir al pesha'av, ma'avirim lo al kol ha'ma'avir al midotav, ma'avirim lo al kol pesha'av. Anyone who is forgiving his midot, he gives in, ma'avirim lo al kol pesha'av, min ha'shamayim, they forgive him. That's the yesod that we're learning here from the Tomer Dvorah. So that's the segula of mastering, hen in knowledge, and in ma'aseh, these 13 midot. Ulekach, and therefore, al yalizu me'ene hasechel 13 midot elu. Let not these 13 midot stray, yalizu, stray from your eyes. Always keep them in front of you. Just like it says, shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, ki mimini balemot. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. What is shiviti? We always hear this pasuk. It's pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. Shiviti leshavot. In Hebrew, means to put, to place. Why? Because the word shaveh means equal. When you place something in front of yourself, it's on an equal level. So that's shaveh. So shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. I always place Hashem before me. So he's saying, included in the Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, Hare Hashem is Yud Kevavke is the Midot HaRachamim. So all those 13 Midot of Rachamim, Al Yalizu Me'enecha, they should be Shiviti. They should be in front of our eyes always. We should be so fluent, so well versed in them, that anything that happens in life, right away we're able to pick up, oh, it's Midah number 9, okay? Push the button, press the button, I have to activate Midah number 9. And that's what he says here. Look what he says. Ve'ha-pasuk lo yasuf mipiv. He says, this pasuk of Mi'el kamolcha noseh avon vover al pesha, this pasuk should never leave our mouth. Lo yasuf mipiv, kede sheyelo l'mizkeret. So that we should always be reminded by it. Kasho yavolo ma'aseh. Such as when a case comes before him, sheitztarech lishtamesh b'midah achat mehen, that requires him to utilize one of the midot, immediately, yizkor v'yomar. He will be mindful and he will remember to say, hari davar zeh talui b'midah pelonit. This calls for such and such midah. Eni rotze lazuz mimena. I never want to budge from it. Shelo tit'alem v'tistalek ha-midah ha-hi min ha-olam. If I will not activate myself in that midah now, I'm causing that midah to be mistalek min ha-olam to a certain degree. Of course, you know, there are many that are also obligated. We're not the only ones, but a person is mechuyav lomar, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, right? Chayav kol adam lomar bishvili nivra olam. Each person is supposed to imagine as if he's the only one in the world. So right now, an opportunity to bring down the midah, whatever the midah may be, of the 13 to the world. And if a person has to feel, if I'm going to ignore it, then I caused the light of that midah to be dim in this world. Chas v'shalom. That's a big responsibility. That's a tremendous lesson. Tremendous lesson. And therefore, no wonder why about this Sefer specifically, about other Sefarim too, but not many, about this Sefer specifically, the Ba'alei Musar and the Ba'alei Chassidut and the Ba'alei Kabbalah, everybody tells us it's kedai to learn it again and again. Some make it every month, whatever it is, but it's kedai to learn this Sefer again and again so that it's always in our mind. Mi'el kamocha. Right? So on Rosh Hashanah, I think, I can't wait already, on Rosh Hashanah, when you say in Tashlich, the Pasuk 3 times, you know, together with the whole chevra of people, and you say, Mi'el Kamocha, when you come to the Tashlich, you go like this, and so there should be an extra type of kavanah. Look into the words, when you're saying the words, look into the words, and you know, try to have in mind as much as possible some of the teachings of this pasuk. So if you have, I know someone here has this one, right? This Tomer Dvorah over here, in this edition, he put here at the end of the perek, Kitzuro shel davar bi'ura pasuk ukach. He made like a short synopsis of each one of the 13 midot. So I would like to just quickly go through all of them. Yes.
Does that apply like, for example, you said that it pours out blessings to you specifically. Does that apply to the rest of the world?
Yes.
You are making Hashem like pour out blessings not just to you, but could apply for.
How do I know to say yes? Because of the last word that he said. He said, and a person should say, Eni rotze lazuz mimena shelo titalem v'tistarek ha-midah ha-hi min ha-olam. That means when we do bring this midah, we're bringing it into the world. And so you never know, someone who all of a sudden got a yeshua that he needed, it was because of your ability to contain, very good. I was just going to say to close your mouth, to contain yourself and not to, you know, burst out feeling justified that you are allowed to, but you closed yourself and you said, you know what? Mi el kamocha, el, the Gemara in Masechet Gittin learns out, al tikre elim, mi chamocha ba elim Hashem, al tikre elim, ela ilemim. Hashem is ilem, Hashem makes himself mute. Right? Look in Gittin, the context over there. But that's part of the mi el kamocha that we learned here. And so sometimes, ma'umanuto, the Gemara in Chulin says, ma'umanuto shel adam ba'olam hazeh, what's the profession that a person has in this world? Yasim atzmo ke ilem. Sometimes we have to make ourselves like ilim, like a mute. So yes, definitely, by you activating that midah, not only does it have an effect on you, but it brings a bracha to the whole entire world. Yeah. And so let's very quickly review the 13 midot. Okay? And this should be a zakut for us and for our families and for all of Am Yisrael. Aleph, mi'el kamocha. What's mi'el kamocha? Hainu mi melech chazak hasovel et elbono ke'akadosh baruch hu. Who is a powerful entity like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is able to tolerate his ilavon, his insult. He's able to tolerate insult. I just want to read this. I'm not going to go into each one now because then it would take time. But you remember, this is just a reminder of each one. Bet nose avon, haynu shehakadosh baruch hu atzmo mechaye et ha'avon. Nose avon means he carries the avon, he's mechaye, he sustains that malach mashchit that was created by the avera. Why? Why does he sustain him? Why does Hashem himself sustain him? Al minat sheze lo yinakem b'chote miyad, in order that that malach mashchit should not, chas v'shalom, take revenge on the person immediately. Ve'az hu lo yaspik la'asot teshuvah, and then you don't give the person a chance to do teshuvah. So Hashem is sort of, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding him back. Wait, he's holding him back. Maybe he's going to, could you get the hint already? Do teshuvah, you know, become a, oh, okay, now I could send them off to Seir La'azazel. Next midah, the third midah, ve'over al pesha. What's ve'over al pesha? Hainu she'akadosh baruch hu be'atzmo menake umtaher et achote. Remember, over, he passes water, he cleans. He himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, cleans the dirt that was made, that was created, the tum'ah that was created by the chote, by the sinner. The fourth one, lish'erit nachalato. Lashon she'er, that means relative. Hainu she'akadosh baruch hu mitnaheg im Am Yisrael ki krovei mishpacha. Hashem behaves with Am Yisrael like we behave with relatives, with someone who is a she'er basar, someone who is a karov. Achoti, ra'ayati, yonati, tamati. Right? How can I just forget them? These are my children. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem. Hey, the fifth one, lo hechezik la'ad apo. He does not hold on to his anger forever. Shafilu imachote lo chazar adayin mitshuva, even if the sinner did not immediately repent. Aval hakas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hu lo letamid. The anger of Hashem is not forever. Like he brings a pasuk, ki lo leolam yiktzof. Ela machalish kaaso mimenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu weakens the kaas from the person, ulai yachzor b'tshuva, with the hope that the person will repent. The sixth midah, ki chafetz chesed hu. Hashem desires chesed. So normally you translate, Hashem desires to do good, to do chesed. But here, if you remember, he gave a pirush mechudash. Ki chafetz chesed, Hashem loves a deed of chesed. And when he sees that, oh, that's it. Because of that, I'm going to look away, or I'm not going to punish you. Hainu she'akadosh baruch hu mechabev gom lechasadim. Hashem has a very special place in his heart, to use words that we use about human beings, for people who are gom lechasadim. Ve'lachen gam im hem chotim. So therefore, even if they sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistakel al ha'chesed shehem asu u'mochel lahem. Hashem looks at the chesed that they did, and he forgives them. You have a question? Okay. Zayin, Yashuv Yerachamenu. What's Yashuv Yerachamenu? She'im hachote chozer b'tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbir ala'o et ahavato yoter milifne shechata. Yashuv Yerachamenu. When Hashem comes back, which means when the person does teshuva, and now Hashem comes back, he comes back full force, better than ever. Yerachamenu, Yashuv Yerachamenu. He gives him more rachamim now, with all the statement of b'makom shebaalei teshuva amdim, en tzadikim gemurim yicholim lamod. So Yashuv Yerachamenu, when a person does teshuva, he makes it that now Hashem loves him even more than before. Chet, yichbosh avonotenu. Hashem presses down, he oppresses, he downplays the avonot. Hainu, she'achet ve'ha'avla she'ha'adam oseh, the sin and the iniquity that a person commits, lo nichnas lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem does not allow it to enter shochen me'onim, to enter the high worlds, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides. V'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo noten l'chata'im leitchaber echad im asheni. Also, he doesn't let the sins attach themselves one to another. If you remember, he told us, but when it comes to mitzvot, Hashem makes a building out of them, and he lifts up the mitzvot all the way up to Shamayim, makes a big deal out of them, he highlights them. But when it comes to chataim, he doesn't let them accumulate in a way that one is built on another, till it becomes a whole building. Hashem doesn't want that. That's yichbosh avonotenu. Mind-boggling. Tet, v'tashlich bimtzulot yam kol chatotam. Remember, this was a whole limud. V'tashlich bimtzulot yam kol chatotam. What a tanug it is to come to yeshiva. What a pleasure it is to come to yeshiva. You learn such things. This is amazing. I love coming here to learn this. V'tashlich bimtzulot yam kol chatotam. Haynu she'imachote she'ne'enash chozer b'tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yashlich et onsho al hagoyim she'tzi'aru oto. That if a person does teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the onesh, that onesh, which sometimes, to a certain degree, had to be brought upon the person because he wanted to be cleansed. Remember, he wanted to be cleansed from the avera. But now, the umot ha'olam, who were mitzaer and were sent as a shaliach to be mitzaer, to be mechaper on the avonot, now v'tashlich b'mitzulot yam, those reshaim who are mitzulot yam, kol chatotam, the onesh of chatotam is tashlich, is cast on them. Because just like we cover the knife of the saif, we would bury the knife of the saif, that's and all anything that has been used for evil is removed, is v'tashlich from Hashem. And the midah yud, Titen emet leYaakov, ze midah lepshuteam Israel amishulim Yaakov. This is the midah that Hashem behaves with, even the pshuteam, with the simple multitude who are emet leYaakov, who are called Yaakov. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu mitnaheg itam b'midat haemet. Remember, I told you Yaakov. Yaakov means followers. The halacha says they do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitnaheg itam b'midat ha'emet, ve'lo monea mehem et ha'magia alahem. And like it says, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach sechar kol biriyah u'biriyah. Hashem does not deprive them of anything. B'shurat ha'din, you get shurat ha'din. And that's good news. That's very good stuff. But there's something that's even better. And that is Yud Alef Chesed le'Avraham. Ze midah la'olchim lifnim mishurat ha'din. To those who go in the ways of Avraham, of lifnim mishurat ha'din, or mevatrim mishelahem, and they go beyond, and they give in from their own, kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu olech itam lifnim mishurat ha'din, or mitnaheg itam v'chesed. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them beyond the letter of the law. Yud Bet, asher nishbat, this goes for those who don't even do shurat adin, that they're not hagun, that they're not proper. So what about them? Are they forgotten? HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem alem. Hashem has rachamim on them too. From where is this rachamim coming? What's this justification of it? Mipnei shehem zera Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Nishbata la'avotenu. That's it. They come from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. I owe them. I owe them. Yud Gimel, and here is the one that we were told is kolel all the midot, Yud Gimel, mi mei kedem. What is mi mei kedem? Ze hamida holech klape otam she'en laim zchut avot. This is even for those who don't even have zchut avot anymore. Even zchut avot ran out, ran dry, expired. Now what? Gamarnu? Lo gamarnu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer, Hashem says, hare bizman hakadmon hem asu et hamitzvot. One second, I remember that back, way back then, they did some mitzvot, they did some chasadim. Im ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher et ha'ahava hakduma. Hashem goes back to that early love. Hashem goes back to that early ahava, and He doesn't relinquish it, and He doesn't forget it. U'mochel lahem. And using that energy, Hashem is mochel, Hashem forgives them. Ad kan ha'chelek ha'rishon shel ha'sefer ha'kadosh, u'mikan va'ala, זה ביאור תיקון העשר ספירות, וגם בזה האדם צריך להשתלם, כיוון שצריך להידמות להקדוש ברוך הוא. Up until here, this first perek explained to us, if you remember what the Talmud Torah said back in the beginning of perek Rishon, he said these 13 midot are the midot of Keter. And they are the 13 midot of Chesed. And so now, from perek Sheni, he's going to explain the unique characteristics of each and every one of the Midot HaElyonot, the Sefirot HaElyonot, which you have here, Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. We will study what are the Midot that are unique to each one of those Sefirot. V'gam bezeh ha'adam tzarech lishtalem, kevan she'tzarech leidamot la'kadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to perfect himself in these Midot as well. And therefore, Be'ezrat Hashem, that will be the study from Perek Sheni Vahala.